7001.
7001, enter request stop, what can I do for you?
On the stop at Milwaukee and Powell, southbound, there's three of us that stops there, three buses, the 9, the 17, and the 70. Are we obligated to stop there, or if we don't have any passengers, we just go straight through?
So, if you can clearly see that there is nobody waiting for you at the stop, then no, you don't have to stop. But the problem is if somebody's, you know, if you can't see that stop clearly and there's somebody standing there waiting for you and you go blowing on by, you know, they could call it in and complain. Does that make sense?
I was the front bus on that stop. And there was a passenger getting off to catch the 9, but the 9 behind me just flew straight through. There was nobody there, but this guy was going to get off my bus and get on the 9 bus.
I gotcha. Now, in his defense, you know, he may have saw that there was nobody else standing at the stop, so he assumed it was clear, and that was, you know, kind of probably what his line of thinking was. But on a shared stop like that, yes, my opinion is you should just pull in and stop, because, like, in this case, you had somebody who wanted their bus.
You know, the same thing applies to downtown. When you go downtown, you know, the first bus pulls out, the second bus behind him pulls into the first stop. And then, I was wondering if there was the same outside of the downtown. Thanks.
You bet. 825.